Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey is a longtime 21-year member of our Brain Trust. He's more like a little brother to me, folks, and he is the charmed cork, the entrepreneurial cork of the marketplace. He's a party of one, home-based, makes it look good. And Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. GotWords.com, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, RoadTripMojo.com. It's a veritable feast of websites that you can find him on. If you need your best foot forward in the marketplace, then he can help you with that. Hey Jeffrey, you are one of the most interesting examples of the Paycheck Protection Program that I know, because you are a single operator. You're a one person company, but you're no longer a true independent contractor, because you have a business designation. You have an EID number, a full 63-dot number, dash number, and so you are a full-fledged business, incorporated business, but you're a party of one. And so that puts you in a different category from somebody who is a sole proprietor or a true independent contractor. And the PPP money that was available had put in two categories. One was someone like you and like me, and then somebody who was like you and I were until we became incorporated. When we started out. So you went through this process. Tell us what you went through to get your, including all the process to get your PPP money.
Well, we'll make it as fast as possible. I've been a long-time customer, and you've given me grief over this for years, of one of the two big to-fail banks and one of the big national banks.
I applied.
They didn't open up Friday. They opened up first thing Saturday morning. I had to be in the first couple of thousand that put my name on their list and filled out their documentation. I didn't even get a responding email, okay? So that was the first week. By, as we all know, within a week, the money was gone. And then our bank got in trouble, or got chided in the media for giving the money to
you
the wrong people.
Do you think part of the reason you didn't make it the first time was because you were so small? Did you ever get that feeling?
I was too
small
to care, to count.
You felt that?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were too big to care, and I was too small to count.
Go ahead and finish.
Yeah, so, certainly, and every day I'm getting an email from them. I still get the email saying, I'm in queue.
Boy.
So I happened to be doing an interview of an executive, the banker we're going to talk to, Ginger Martin from American National Bank. I happened to be interviewing her, and I just blurt out a lament that I am having a problem. And she said, we're taking applications. She's a small, one-branch community bank in Oakland Park, a suburb of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So I applied. They needed all my documentation, and I'm an S corporation. I'm bona fide in that respect. Have been since 1997. I had to look up the state records to see when I incorporated. And so I gave them my 941 reports. I gave them my bank statements. It was as if I was getting a loan, even though it was unsecured.
Yep. It was a loan program.
Within 22 hours, within a day, I got an email from them, and I mean, it wasn't an arduous process, but there was a fair amount of paperwork that they needed, but it was not. I heard people complain about how hard it was. Within a day, I got an email saying, I've been approved. Let's set up a time for you to come in and sign the documents, and the money will be dispersed within 24 hours after that. And I'm telling you, 24 hours, I was approved. 5 days later, I made an appointment to go down to their bank. Warm as could be, wonderful people, the community banks. I don't know why, and kick me next time I see you.
Tell the audience how ashamed you are that you haven't been listening to me on this issue for the last 20 years. Go ahead and tell them.
I'm cowering right now, and I'm totally, my head is bowed.
As if he's learned nothing from me, folks. Go ahead, Jeffrey. I'm sorry.
Exactly. So, you know, in all honesty, you know, you think of these too big to fails as being convenient. Look, I'm online with my bank, with American National. The first thing they did was set me up with an online account so I could write, you know, I could do bill disbursements, I could transfer money. Yep. They can handle everything I need at any
level. If you're a
small
business and you're not doing business with a community bank, your business is in peril. Jeffrey, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Too big to fail. They couldn't care less.
So you still now you've already gotten your money from a community bank you didn't even do business with 2 weeks ago, and the bank you've been doing business with for 30 years is still sending you emails saying you're in the queue with them.
I'm in the queue. Yeah.
Can you? That's it right there. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I got. I replied to it yesterday, and I said something along those lines. I said I've been with you guys for decades. And when I needed you, you didn't come through. Now, do they care? You know, heck, this is the bank. I'm not mentioning names, but this is the bank that opened up over a million fraudulent accounts for customers so they could generate fees. Do you think they care?
No.
They could not care one iota.
Well,
Jeff, I got to
wrap it up, but you're going to bring the banker, on the CEO of the bank, on the show in 2 weeks, and we're going to talk to her about her experience. Yeah. And I'm going to start doing more of these interviews with banks, folks. As you know, I've been doing it all along. I've been for 22 years. I've been interviewing community bankers because they're the best, folks. And Jeffrey, I'm glad. And now you're going to move all your business over to her, right?
I plan to move everything over to them because.
If you don't, I will take you out of the will. Hey, Jeffrey, good job today. Well done. I'm glad you got the money. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. Check them out, folks. Jeffrey, good job. Come back next time. We'll see you then. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.